Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
As we all know, tomorrow is Anzac Day, National Day of Remembrance and Commemoration, of course, for our fallen soldiers. And this year marks 109 years since landing at Gallipoli and, of course, for World War One. Now, what I thought we'd do to kick this off, just remind people, of course, there are many special dawn services that you can attend all around the country. Some of them here, of course, most of them start around 5 a.m. 5 a.m.-ish. Sydney is Martin Place. Melbourne, the Shrine of Remembrance in the King's Domain. Perth, the State War Memorial in King's Park. Brizzy, Anzac Square, you can head to. Adelaide, the South Australian National War Memorial. And Canberra, the Australian War Memorial. All these will have dawn services tomorrow morning. Most of the time, they've all suggested get there early because it's going to be busy.
Yeah.
As it always
especially
is.
Especially in the cap cities. I mean, they'll be everywhere, but the cap cities will be very busy.
It'll
in those
be
places.
Absolutely heaving. Now, the other thing, Jim, of course, that we as Aussies love to dabble in on Anzac Day is a bit of two-up. It's a little bit of two-up. Now, if you don't know what two-up is, it's essentially heads or tails with two coins. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And you gamble against people, of course, gamble responsibly. The aim is to bet whether or not two heads land up or two tails land up.
Yeah.
If they're opposite, then you go again. That's how it works. Now, some may not know this, but outside of Anzac Day, this is fascinating. It is illegal to play two-up anywhere in the country. One thing we didn't realise is it's not actually legal to play everywhere in the country other than Anzac Day because we found out this yesterday. Do we do a bit of two-up on the show tomorrow?
I think it's illegal.
Yeah, but not for cash. For movie tickets.
I still think it's just illegal.
You just can't play it at all.
Yeah, I think it's like an illegal thing.
Well,
it's
everyone's illegal. Been to jail. We've come full circle.
Well, okay, apparently Broken Hill allows it all year round.
Well, there you go.
So for Broken Hill.
We broadcast only to and from Broken Hill. Now, unfortunately, we couldn't get to Broken Hill. Mm. However,
didn't have enough time.
This has presented itself with a bit of a loophole for the Jimmy and Nath show. Apparently, the only exception to the non-two-up rule around the country, other than Anzac Day, is Broken Hill, where the game can be played all year round under, this is true, a special license from the New South Wales government. The New South Wales government has given Broken Hill a license to play two-up outside of Anzac Day.
Do we know why?
No idea why. It was a long... I'm sure there's a reason why. There's
you
a long,
stop scrolling.
Well, it was a very long article.
Oh, right. You're busy.
I don't have time. I've got to think of what I could do on the show. I had golf. And all I wanted to think of
28
was,
points.
And what's one thing that you and I... And let's not talk about my score. One thing you and I love is a loophole, Jim.
Yeah, we do.
Now, all I wanted to do today, as you heard in that little bit of audio before, is play two up on the show, but we can't. And then, Jim, we found the loophole. Therefore, we can play two up right now if you are from or if you've been to Broken Hill.
We want to know, are you from Broken Hill?
Broken Hill!
We want to know, are you in Broken Hill?
Broken Hill!
Have you been to Broken Hill? Been to Broken Hill?
Broken Hill!
Or from or been to Broken Hill?
Broken Hill.
The loophole being that if you are from or if you've been to Broken Hill, you can play two up outside of Anzac Day. So that's what we're doing, and we have some big prizes on the line. I'm hoping that ticks all the legal boxes. Adele, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Adele, please tell me you are in or you are from Broken Hill.
I lived in Broken Hill in 86 and 87.
Okay.
How was 86 and 87 for you?
They were good years. Good years.
They were the best. Did you ever play two up in Broken Hill, Adele?
No, primary school, so it wasn't really allowed in primary school.
No, it's probably a good idea.
Two up, you know. Yeah.
What are you doing in kidney? Finger painting?
They weren't the best years then, let me tell you, if you're not playing two up.
Okay, Adele, you are contestant number one. This passes a legal test because you did live in Broken Hill. Jim, you are in the arena. You're the official spinner. You've got the wooden paddle, which is called a kip. Fun fact for everybody.
How many coins?
Two coins. We're going to go with two coins. Now, Adele, would you like heads or do you want to head them up or do you want to tail them up for your chance to win $50 at Grilled? What do you want to do?
We're going to head them up.
Okay, Adele. Say it for us.
Head them up.
Head them up, Jim. Here we go. They're up, Jim.
Oh, well, one of them's outside the arena.
That means it's a miss throw.
It's a miss throw.
It's a miss throw. We have to go again. Adele. We're going to go again.
I'll be honest, Nath. I haven't been given the world's biggest arena.
Yeah, no, it's a small arena. We don't have heaps of room. All right. Head them up, Adele.
Head them up.
All right, Jim, it's up.
Oh, they're both in.
Okay.
And we've got a head and tail.
A head and tail.
To go again.
All right, Adele, you get one more go. The third spin.
Okay, I'm going to head him up again.
Head him up.
Nah, outside of the ring again.
Do we need a new flipper?
They were both heads, though. Mate, you've given me the worst time in this arena.
Well,
what do you want?
Be better at it. Keep it in. Come on, head him up.
Head him up. Here we go.
We've got three calls to get through here.
And tails and head.
Tail. Nah. Sorry, Dale.
Thanks anyway.
That's all right. You gave it a go. Lewis, welcome to the legal radio version of Two Up. Lewis, are you from? Have you been to Broken Hill?
G'day. I was born in Broken Hill.
Okay, this is good, Jim. Legally, we're fine.
How was that?
Oh, it was all right, eh? I was in there for 8 years and then I got out of there.
Okay, eight is a good sample size.
All right, here we go.
All right. Lewis, what do you want, heads or tails?
Tails, always.
Tail them up. Say it for me, Lewis. Say it for me.
Head them up.
Head them up. Jim?
Tails and a head.
All right, you get another spin. We haven't had a winner yet.
No, we haven't had a winner.
Yeah.
All right, here we go again.
Okay, here we go. Tail them up. Tail them up.
Head them up.
And?
Two heads!
Wait, did you say... You said tails, did you, Lewis?
No, I definitely said head.
Okay, let's not go back to the tape. Okay, Lewis, now this is where it's going to get interesting for you. This is where it's going to get very interesting for you. Because I'm going to bring in our final contestant, Jordan. Welcome. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, hey, fellas.
Jordan, have you been to Broken Hill?
Yeah, born and bred.
Born and bred. How long did you live in Broken Hill for?
I lived there until I was the age of 23. I left in 2016.
23 years in Broken Hill. Lewis, I'm going to give you the opportunity to risk it all here. So you've won yourself $50 to spend at Grilled. However, you could also win $100 to spend at Step One Underwear, right? So, Lewis, how this works is you can either take the Grilled voucher and go, or you risk it all against Jordan right now. What do you want to do, Lewis?
Mate, I need some new underwear, so we're going to risk it.
We're risking it all.
Risking it all.
Okay. Lewis, you are the winner, so would you? Do you want to head him up? Do you want to tail him up?
Tails, always.
Tails for
this
Lewis.
This time we are taking tails.
Okay, Jordan, which means if it's heads, you get everything, okay?
Yeah, mate, head him up.
All right, here we go, Jim. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Head him up.
Two of the same coin.
It's two tails!
Two tails! Oh, woo! My God! Lewis, you've done it, Lewis! Lewis! You've done it! Well done! Well done!
Let's go.
Go where? To Broken Hill?
Nah, staying away, Scott.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
And Jim, how about this? The good people over at Uber, they are doing us all a favour because they've officially launched an excuse generator to help us all get out of things we don't want to do. I mean, it's clearly a publicity stunt, but, you know, it's useful.
Yeah,
useful, this kind of stuff. So good on them. Thinking outside the Uber box. Yeah, round of applause. Good people at Uber.
I like the Uber ads too. They do good ads.
They do good marketing. This is a great idea. Mm. Well done to Uber. Props where they're deserved. Uber said they released the AI tool to help people find reasons to get out of work this Friday. And haven't we spoken about that? It's what did you say before? Most people aren't going to be working Friday.
Yeah, so it's like 50% of Australians aren't working Friday.
Yeah.
So that's not just people who... That'll be like a bunch of them will be sick, but some people just go to work and just won't do anything.
Yeah.
Like avoid any work, have a coffee, have a chat.
Well, it's essentially to ensure that you get like an extra long weekend. Yeah. Bit of fun, you know what I mean?
You could probably go to Europe like if you took Friday off.
Well, if you've got enough cash. Jaunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're on night show money or something.
Yeah, like Shawnee Bear from Paul's.
Well, he's cashed up.
Yeah. Or, yeah, he comes from money.
Well, he's a big money.
Yeah,
brother.
He's a Nepo baby.
No, I'm not.
His dad's a famous
Look
DJ.
At him just throwing coins around in the studio. He's like, can we play two up with my $100 bills?
Yeah, all right, Sean. Doesn't even bend over if he drops them. He's like, oh, another one.
No, because he makes more money bending over than he does when he gets to the money. You know what I mean? Here's the thing. All you've got to do is go to the website. So there's a special website. You fill in your details, your name, your place of work, your boss's name, and if they like you out of 10, what's the score that they like you out of 10? And then it spits out an excuse. Why don't we do it now? Right. Okay. So I've got it.
Live?
We'll do it live.
You set it up.
No. Well, I've got do it live here.
Sounds like a bit admin though.
But I've already done all the boring stuff.
Okay. Good.
So I've put in our names. I've put in Jimmy Nath, radio host. Our boss's name Todders, and now there's just one more question.
I think Amanda's technically our boss.
Well, we've got a few, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to give credit where credit's not due.
We've got more bosses than Shawnee B has money. let me tell you. Okay. So no one heard that. It's just us laughing.
I heard it. Sean said your mum pays well. Okay. Insinuating that she pays Sean for sex.
Okay, so the last question we've got to answer is how much does your boss like you out of 10?
Yeah, 10. 10,
10, 10 definitely for me. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's the excuse. Hey, what's up, Todd/Amanda/Dave/every other boss that we have? I hope this email finds you well. On April 26, I've been accepted into an exclusive ninja training camp and must request annual leave to perfect my stealth techniques. The shadows await my mastery. I would have called, but ninjas prefer silent communication methods, hence the email. I look forward to hearing your approval. Your loyal minion and resident office clowns, Jimmy and Nate, the best radio hosts you've got. So don't use that.
Actually, I don't. It's not something we wouldn't send.
No.
I mean, people listening to the show probably can't use it. You and I could send it, and our bosses would be like...
Well, people shouldn't use it because it says Jimmy and I. It'd be very confusing if you're a plumber.
Yeah.
And your boss's name's Greg. Yeah. You know, it doesn't really work. But here's what I thought we could do. I feel like Uber and AI aren't the only places you should go to get yourself a good excuse to Australia. In fact, the only place you need to go is this show right now because I'm officially launching Jimmy and Nath's Excuse Generator.
Generating excuse for how Jimmy and Nath could get a four-day weekend by skipping this Friday show. Generating excuse. Excuse generated. Outcome. Failed.
Oh, no. That's why we're working Friday, mate. Some people have got
a ninja course will have to wait.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to postpone it. It's expensive, that course. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now and give us a call if you need to get out of something. It doesn't have to be this Friday. It can be anything. It can be a baby shower maybe you've got this weekend, a wedding in a couple of weeks, a party, doing your homework. Maybe you've got a deadline for work.
Yeah.
Absolutely anything. If you need to get out of it or you need some extra time or you need an excuse, you come to the Jimmy and Nath show right now. And what we do, Jimmy, is we generate an excuse. We hear what they want to get out of. You and I work together to generate the perfect excuse for them to get out of it.
Yeah, stuff the Uber Eats one. Jimmy and Nath, we're good. We're real people. We're not. That was a computer robot. AI.
And you got to trust people, mate.
Yeah.
You got to trust people.
And we can't let robots keep taking jobs,
mate. That's what's going to happen.
When I go to the shops now, I don't even see any checkouts. I see all the self-serve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's always like, self-serve and soft-serve in the bagging area.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
mate, there's nothing unexpected.
There's nothing.
For groceries.
I'm leaning on it, okay?
You know when you put your hand up, right? Mm. Knows, and the lady comes over because you're like, I need it to be unlocked or whatever, and they put their code in. No one ever checks.
No.
They just punch it in, swipe their thing, and go away.
131060.
I stole 30 potatoes.
131060. If you need money, borrow it from Shawnee. But 131060, jump on the phones right now if you need an excuse for absolutely anything. Work this Friday, baby shower, wedding. Mick, hello, welcome to the show.
How's it going, you cunnies? It's nice to speak to you. Nice to speak to you again.
It's good to have you.
Cunny fun, Mick.
What are you?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, well done, man. Yeah, you got it right.
Hey, you delivered the joke you wrote down for you. Mick, what do you need? Thanks, what do you need us to come up with an excuse for?
Look, I need to get out of picking my kid up from sport this evening so I can go and watch the Nikita Zoo fight.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Is that tonight, Mick?
It's on tonight at 10 o'clock, and I'm driving to pick my kid up right now. So I want beer and fights, but what can I do?
Yeah, so okay.
Kid.
All right.
Right. So where's the kid right now? Where are you picking him up from?
I've got to pick him up from basketball.
And you're on your way there now?
I'm actually driving there. How do I get out of this?
Okay, all right. Just stay there, Mick. We're just going to...
Generating excuse. Excuse generated. Outcome.
Mick, here's what I need you to do.
Right.
You've picked your son up a lot of times, haven't you, Mick?
I picked him up heaps.
Yep. Yeah. So has he got a phone?
Nope.
Okay, well you got the coach's phone?
Nope.
Have you got anybody's contact details at the venue where he's training?
I could probably ring up the venue.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Call the venue,
and then you get them to deliver the news, which makes it a little easier.
Right.
And they just say to your son, they go, "Hey, Mick's son, your dad's picked you up a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's time you grow up.
and
figure out how to get home yourself."
And I bet there's a bus stop around the corner, isn't there, Big Mickey?
Mate, you know what? There probably is, but we're sort of not close to a bus stop. So we're struggling, but we're getting there. I don't know what he's... Maybe he can just walk home. How's that sound?
How many Ks is it, Mick?
I'd be a couple of Ks.
Oh, good. Extra fitness. Training. Extras. Hayley, what do you need an excuse to get out of for?
Oh, help me. I need an excuse to get out of work on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. What do you do for work, Hayley?
I work in a dental clinic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on Saturday, it's a whole day with endodontist that just does root canals. So I need out.
So you want out of Friday and Saturday?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Generating excuse. Excuse generated.
Hayley.
Outcome.
Yes.
I need you to text your boss and you need to say something's happened.
What am I going to tell him that's happened?
Well, no, just say something and then...
Oh, something has happened.
Yeah, something's happened. Yeah,
and then he'll go, oh my God, what?
Yeah.
And you'll say, I can't talk right now.
Yeah, because it's bad.
It's pretty serious, but I'm definitely not going to be in work
and
for
I'll tell you Monday.
I'll be back Monday. I'll tell you then.
And I'll tell you Monday.
If I can tell you before, I will, but it's probably going to be Monday when I tell you.
Yeah, and then if he says, no, you have to tell me, you say, well, then I have to kill you. No. So what do you think about that, Hayley?
Oh, I reckon I do it. Might have to reschedule quite a few people, though, because we've got no other staff. They seem to be in
Hayley,
or something,
Hayley,
but that's right.
Do not murder anybody. That was... What you choose to...
It's what we call here at the GBNA show, a joke.
That was a joke. Hello, Jack. What do you need an excuse to get out of?
Well, I need not only this Friday, but it's Warrnambool Cup next Thursday, and I need next Friday as well.
So it's you need dual Fridays off.
I need 2 4-day weekends.
Jack, have you got any pre-existing injuries?
Good one.
No, I don't.
I don't.
Jack, what do you do for work?
I run a basketball club.
Okay. Oh,
can you tell Mick's son that he's not going to be there?
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Born Funny with Jimmy and Nath. Fresh, funny and free.
It's called Born Funny. Jim and I are catching up with the world's funniest people. Not just Australians, the world's funniest people. Figuring out if they were born funny or not. It's available wherever you get your podcast from. You just search Jimmy and Nath.
Nath, want to ask now on 131060, what is something simple you cannot do?
Something simple.
I'm talking the real simple stuff. I'm talking like whistling.
Clicking. Yep.
Obviously.
Multi-talented.
Saying a specific word.
Yeah, you struggle with a lot of words.
I struggle with most words,
Pacific,
to be honest.
You often say specific.
Pacific, performance.
Yeah.
Just anything, really.
What do you do for a living?
I talk on the radio.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I reckon the number one feedback, if I'm going to rank feedback that I've gotten personally, in no order, but just some of the big things I get.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Yep.
Income of spitting, like making those sort of noises. Chewing loud. Yep. Chewing loudly. Maybe that's the same. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yep. So mainly speaking things.
And then it's like, what did you say? What did you mean? What were you trying to say? Basically,
it's
any
my
noise
fault because I've like
you
been space for a long time.
You were doing radio before me.
No, but also I just know what you're saying.
Yeah. You speak, Jimmy.
I've become immune.
Mate, we're number one in 25 to 59, so it's a lot of people out there that speak Jimmy as well. Look, the reason I want to ask this question, Australia, 131060, give us a call. What is something simple you cannot do? In our recent episode of Born Funny, our podcast, it was with Tamin Sersol.
Yep.
Now you may know her. She was on Home and Away, Pretty Little Liars, a whole bunch of stuff. Very, very famous. And we were chatting to her, and this is what she said.
You know, my friend used to do my shoelace up my whole entire school, but like I don't even remember doing my shoelaces up because I adapted to like finding people who would help me out. So I was like, oh, this friend will help me. It wasn't me being lazy. It's almost like I didn't know how to figure it out, so someone else could figure it out for me. I can do my shoelaces up now.
I mean, Jimmy and I just wear Birkenstocks.
Yeah, so, exactly. You don't have to wear
Birkenstocks or slipping on.
Yeah. Okay.
Dressed up for this.
The next 8 minutes is her doing her shoes up. There's no audio.
No, it's quite silent. Yeah. We did think about editing it out of the podcast, but
I think we got audio bones to loop it. So it's just shoe tying up.
It's not muted. You can slowly, in the background, you can hear.
Yeah. And it's our number one downloaded podcast so far.
Well, I think it's because they were hoping to see her feet.
Yeah.
Because you're all freaks.
No, that's true. You're all weird foot fetishes.
Is there anything, Nath, that comes to your mind? It's something
simple.
I'm
multi-talented and good at everything.
Yeah. Let's hit the phones.
No, I mean, it's not simple, but like keeping beat. I can't keep beat things. I've got no tempo. Nothing music or rhythmic.
I was going to give one.
Yeah.
If I can. Oh,
yeah, no, sure. Great.
Texting.
Yeah, no, texting. I really struggle.
Yeah.
Texting and typing for that matter. Yeah. Anything involving touching small things. You know what I mean?
Oh, poor Meg.
Oh, no, she's not. She put a ring on it. Oh, I did.
You put a ring on it.
No, texting I struggle with. I hit four or five different keys. Buttons. Even autocorrect doesn't know what I'm saying a lot of the time.
No, yeah.
And then just anything musical related. I can't keep beat, can't keep rhythm, can't dance.
Can't sing, can't act, can't dance.
No, can act.
Oh.
Quite good. I remind you, I was Galileo Galilei in The Life of Galileo.
Big thespian across from me.
Yes, from Thesbos is where I am from. That's where all good thespians are from. Hello, Maddie.
Hey, guys. How you going? Good, love your show.
No, thanks for being a part of it, Maddie. We love you.
We love you.
What's something simple you can't do, Maddie?
All right, I'm going to paint the story a bit, right? I define myself as an athlete, but I can't touch my toes.
You can't touch your toes at all. Do you stretch, Matt?
Oh, mate, I probably overstretch, I reckon. If I were to touch my toes, I'd probably, like, snap my legs.
Are you tall, Matty?
Fun size. I'm 168 centimetres.
That's fun size.
That is.
Yeah.
You'd have some fun, Matty, in your day.
Oh, mate, you could throw him around like a beach ball.
Sorry, Matthew, we love you.
Sorry, Matt, sorry, we love you. Matty, do you have a short torso?
I don't know. I just can't touch my toes. It's like if I do stretches and try and warm up, they're just not touching.
Matty, if you have a crack now for us, tell us, where do you get to? Like, how far away from your toes do you get?
Probably like my sock tan line.
Really?
Do you wear long socks or short socks?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Short socks at like above the ankle.
Do you have tiny little T-Rex arms, Matty?
No, I've got like a good arm. I got two good arms.
So what's...
Two good arms.
Two good arms. Yeah. Well, What's going on, Matty? Sorry to ask all this.
What it is I reckon because I've got pretty strong legs, as in the backs of my legs, it's called, what muscle is that called?
Your hamstring.
The hammy,
There you go. My hammies are really tight, which allows me not to touch my toes.
Yeah. Nice and tight, aren't they?
Send through a photo, Matty. We'll check them out. Good on you, Matty. That's why, I mean, I'm very unflexible, but I can touch my toes.
Look, I can touch my toes right now.
Oh, so funny. Jimmy's bent his leg and brought it right.
I wish you didn't tell anyone.
Lisa, hello.
Good evening, guys. How you going?
We're good.
Good
Lisa.
Evening.
What simple thing can't you do?
I cannot swallow full tablets, specifically Panadol and vitamins.
How do you
swallow them?
How do you take them, like, anally?
Do you crush them up and put them in your food like a dog?
Not at all. I have to take aspirin and Disprin, and can't get Disprin anymore, so I can't swallow them at all.
Oh, wait, no.
So isn't nice, right? Can't you just crush them up and put them in your food?
No.
What, you gag or something?
I gag, and I try again.
When I was a kid, I couldn't swallow them, and Mum and Dad would crush them up in honey.
Yeah.
And then I'd suck the honey off the spoon.
Put them in a dog bowl, and he wouldn't know. Really? So, Lisa, serious question, have you tried a suppository?
No.
I have. They're not. I wouldn't recommend it, Lisa. They're not.
What was his name?
Well, that's how we got Jared on the show.
Oh, Lisa,
have you tried to fold it up into a little piece of ham?
Yeah. Okay, Lisa, here's Lisa.
I don't think Lisa's taking it seriously.
No, Lisa, I think you need to take it seriously. I've actually got it, right? Here's what I need you to do, Lisa. You get your Panadol. Is it Panadol that you can't take or just anything? Your vitamins?
Yes, correct. Okay. Panadol and vitamins.
Put them in a bowl, right, and put heaps of M&Ms. You like M&Ms?
Yes.
Yeah, put them all in there with M&Ms and put in some few vitamins. Close your eyes and just start hooking into the bowl.
I can try.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, put the M&Ms up your...
Just ask someone. It's
made Willy Wonka a weird movie, isn't it? Michelle. Hi, Michelle. I'm sorry, Mitch. I'm sorry.
Hi,
we're about to have a night off, Michelle. We're just...
Eat it at the end of this show.
What simple thing can't you do, Mish?
Oh, there's a word that I've never been able to say.
Mm.
Do you want me to say it?
Well, I hope so.
But you said you can't say it. No, so.
Bring in the dictionary and we'll go through every word.
Yeah, all right, go through. Okay, it starts with V anyway.
You can't say it because you don't know how to say it or you don't like saying it?
No, I can say it. Well, I can't say it, but I can say it if you know what I mean.
I don't, Michelle.
I don't, Michelle. But say the word, Michelle.
And
say
then
the word.
Guess what it is.
Say the word.
Vegetables. What's the word?
Say it again.
Vegetables.
Michelle, you don't have to answer this question, but would you mind telling us how old you are?
59. And I do not have false teeth.
Okay. No, I'm not accusing you of saying that. You've got to 59 and you can't say vegetables.
I still don't know what the word is, Mish. Can you say it again?
Vegetables. Oh, it's getting worse.
Put your teeth back in and say.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Quitting time! Guys, we're not on tomorrow. A little public holler. Bit of Anzac Day gear, but we're back Friday.
Yeah.
We're back Friday.
I'm back Friday.
Oh, no. Oh, you're sick.
Yeah, it might not be Friday. I might be coming down with something.
I actually do have a sore throat. So the least you could do is do the show without me.
It wouldn't be fair. I couldn't do it without you.
No, I
think we should all take it off.
No, I think you should do it.
From home in bed.
With a heat pack.
Yeah. On my tummy.
Before we get out of here, we need a show rating. Score out of 10. Doesn't matter how much of the show you have heard. Please welcome back. He's an absolute legend. He can't touch his toes, though. Maddie, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Maddie.
Hello.
We had you on a bit earlier, mate. You're a bloody legend. You said you're pretty fit, but your legs are real strong. I'm going to say they're real muscly. And doesn't matter how much you stretch, you can't touch your toes, yes?
Correct.
Do you have any other flexibility issues? Like, can you touch your hands behind your back?
I don't know. Next question.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I can tie my shoelaces.
Okay, when your shoe's on?
Yeah.
Can you pat your head and rub your belly?
I actually can.
That's impressive.
And I can reverse park a manual car.
That's pretty good.
Are you single, Maddie?
Yeah. Do you know anyone?
Well, I mean, you're a catch. That's all I'm hearing.
I need to come into the show and help you guys then.
Oh, I know someone you've got to meet first, though.
Your is it toes. Like a massage place?
Meet your toes first, mate.
I love it. You guys are cool.
Oh, we love you, Maddie. What do you want to give us out of 10, my man?
You know what? I'm going to give you a straight big 10.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
I don't often feel like we deserve it, but tonight the boys were well and truly
bloody
on
tonight, Maddie. Actually, I've just been told you can wiggle your ears. Can you wiggle your ears?
Sure. Yes, I can.
Can you not wiggle your ears? And the producing team have just written through he can wiggle his ears.
Oh, no. I can, but I just don't want to because it's winter and it's cold.
Yeah, and also it's radio. Even if you did it, I wouldn't.
It's fair enough.
Yeah.
Sorry I asked.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.